Welcome to the BYB Radio Show. Welcome to the BYB Radio Show with Bradley and Peyton.
Hey, 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 guys, it's Saturday. Welcome to the last night of our radio show here on PYV Summer Camp 2017.
I'm a little bit sad to be finishing tonight. I feel like camp's gone so quickly. Although, at the same time, I'm pretty tired.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Preach.
We have a really exciting show ahead tonight. We have so many people in the studio. Some of them are keen to win. Some of them are keen not to get hurt, but it's going to be a fun night regardless.
Yeah, some of them are even just keen to come and laugh at the people that are going to get hurt.
That is true. We have a few winners to announce from some comps that we've done yesterday and the day before. The first one I would like to announce, and these people already know this, Olivia Playfoot's dorm. I'm not sure what number they are.
One,
was it?
In Donnelly.
Okay, fantastic. Well, they received a prize yesterday. They got a box of biscuits, I think, and that was for the movie quiz. No one got them all right, but I think they got 6 or 7 of them right, which was a terrific effort. So well done, girls, if you're listening up. Congratulations for winning that. And Kelly, we got a winner for our Instagram comp.
Yeah, we did. Winner chicken dinner goes to Bethany Go. It was, that picture was the picture of a light at the entrance to the dining hall.
Excellent. I wouldn't have picked that.
No, it's pretty, it probably needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, it did look kind of filthy.
It is a bit gross. But Bethany, if you come and see us tomorrow, we'll take you to go get a PYV hoodie. There's... little underscore about that. No, whether it's a new one or an old one, you cannot be judged on that.
No paint splatters. That's okay. I like the old version better.
The old ones look pretty cool
too. It's retro.
Yeah, retro PYV.
That's it. Mm. You can't buy them in the stores anymore.
Oh, could you buy them in any stores anyway?
Op shop? Was that mean? No.
Nah.
That's good. Okay, so what comps are we doing tonight, Kel?
Oh, tonight we've got a double round of Scattergories because we need to get rid of these prizes because so far all the leaders have failed. Can I underscore the word failed? Underline, not underscore, doesn't work that way. to get all 10 answers right. So hopefully we've got 2 here and hopefully one of them will get all 10. I've made it slightly easier, but we'll see how they go. And then after Scattergories, we're all going to have also going to have our wax on, wax off competition.
Yes, I am very much looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to inflict some pain and I've got some great questions for them as well. We are going to get our Scattergories contestants set up while you listen to a song. So when we come back, we will be facing off between 2 ladies that are in the studio. Let's hope that one of them will come away victorious. The song we're going to listen to is a Lecrae one. Lecrae is a lyrical theologist.
Lecrae is bae.
Possibly. This song is called I'll Find You.
But a little longer, my friend.
Okay, welcome back to the studio. I hope you enjoyed that song. We have our 2 contestants ready to do Scattergories. While you were listening to that song, they did a rock, paper, scissors competition and Sharon won.
Woo-hoo.
Sharon, did you elect to go first or second?
First, I can get it out of the way.
So you can get it out of the way. No real strategy there, just want to be done with. When I told Sharon that she was going to be doing this at dinner, she was very excited, but she also said that she was going to be very, very nervous. Joy, on the other hand, said,
"Oh,
but Sharon's so nice. I'd feel bad about destroying her."
That was taken out of context.
Either way, Sharon, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, Kelly, what is Sharon's letter?
Sharon, the letter that you're going to be using, having to answer with, is the letter P for pumpkin.
P for pumpkin. Okay. You have 45 seconds on the clock, Sharon.
Now, wait, just before she goes, should we let know what's at stake, the prizes?
No, don't.
What are the prizes at stake?
So we've got our Whiz Fizz stocking, which everyone seems to want. We've got some Oreo chocolate balls.
Ooh.
Yum, yum, yum. We've also got some body lotion. And what's our last additional prize, Hayden?
There is a soy wax candle that says best teacher. Sounds fantastic. You can like...
You can
are
put
we allowed
on.
To burn candles in the rooms?
Probably not. Maybe. Safety hazard.
You might close down your whole dorm.
Yeah. Don't worry, we've got fire extinguishers.
We do have functioning fire extinguishers. That's a good thing.
True, true.
Too soon? Okay. So, if you don't get more than 9, however, we are going to give those prizes to Steph and her dorm because she was able to get 9 the other day. So, yeah. You really got to get all 10.
Yeah.
Or if Joy gets all 10, she'll get it as well.
Okay.
No, sound
wait,
good?
We'll go whoever gets it in the quickest time. So, she gets okay. all 10, stop the clock.
Shall do. So okay, here we go. P for pumpkin. Your time starts when Kelly does the first one.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Pray to God.
That's not a category.
No. Does that get double checking? Okay, ready.
Ready.
A bad habit.
Picking your nose.
A famous person.
You're going to laugh. Anderson.
That's right.
Ice cream flavor.
Paddle pop.
No.
Oh.
Keep going.
A type of drink.
Pepsi.
A toy. A city.
Paris.
Something under the sea.
Oh, sorry, guys. What's that? Puffer fish.
Something in the kitchen.
Stop. That is time.
Oh, I'm really bad.
How many did you get, Kel?
I'd say 5.
Oh,
hey, so you still did better
it's
than
tough,
Joel.
Isn't it?
It is tough.
It's so hard.
Joy, you're up.
Okay.
Do I get the same questions?
You get the same categories, different letter.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd cheat.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Joy, what cabin are you representing?
I think I'm Sylvan 14.
You think? I don't
remember.
What room you've been
no,
in
I just
time?
Know that like my room is the one with all the candy canes on the window, and that's how I know which one's mine.
Okay. Candy cane girls, this one is for you.
Yep.
Well, your
oh,
letter,
hey girls, by the way,
ironically, is C for C. Candy cane.
Aha. Uh-huh. Cool.
It's destiny.
It is. Okay. Yeah, it's destiny.
Okay.
Quick, because you already know the categories. Starting from now.
A bad habit.
Cutting off split ends.
Famous person.
Cameron Diaz.
Ice cream flavor.
Chocolate.
A type of drink.
Coke.
A toy.
Car.
A city.
Canberra.
Something under the sea.
Crab.
Something in the kitchen.
Cupboards.
Part of the body.
Cephalic vein.
Hobby.
Camping.
That's it. Whoa, damn, girl. We should have got you on earlier. What was that vein?
Cephalic vein.
Okay, wait. I've got my doubts. Can you tell me a little bit more about
it? Well,
Sharon says it's
both
legit.
Anatomy, so she would know.
Where's your
well.
Cephalic vein?
It's a superficial vein in your upper limb. Yep.
Okay, if you can spell that correctly.
No, come on, that's a bit rough.
How do you spell it?
C E P H. Yeah.
Elic.
E L I C. Yeah.
E A
O. Is it A? Cephalic.
I don't
yeah,
really
true.
Care.
Okay, cool.
Well done. You got some
cheers.
Prizes there.
Yay. I didn't
and
know I was
candy cane girls, you should be celebrating right now. Those prizes will be coming to your room shortly.
Congratulations, Yay. Joy. Any final words?
I just couldn't have done it without my mom and dad. And
we're going to go to a song now while we set up for the wax on, wax off. Well done, girls, and we'll see you tomorrow. Woo. The song we're going to now is My Lighthouse by Wren Collective. Yeah. We are here with our two guests, victims. I'm not really sure how to describe them. Joel and Clint are here, as well as our waxing assistant, Jess. They are really eager to get this over and done with.
That's because we were told we'd get a prize just for turning up.
I do actually have a prize for you. It is a men's sort of hygiene so care kind of pack.
Waxing machine.
It'll really get you started. So the first thing we need to get out of the way, though, is we need to choose a topic. So I'm going to get you guys to do a rock, paper, scissors really quickly, and the winner will choose the topic.
We said
okay, Joel has won our rock, paper, scissors. Joel, you get to choose out of two wonderful topics that I've prepared for you tonight. Topic number one is Barbie, and topic number two is anime. Which would you like to go with tonight?
I do have three sisters, but I think I'm going to go with anime. I reckon that might be my strong point.
All right. I don't think so, but we'll see how we go. I was secretly hoping you'd go with Barbie. All right. The anime quiz. Now, the way this is going to work is I'm going to ask the question. I will give multiple choice options. Okay. And then if you think you know the answer, you can buzz in and go for it. Okay, if you get it right, the other person gets waxed. If you get it wrong, you get waxed.
Okay.
Sound good?
No, but we're good.
All right, here we go.
I'm so excited.
Question number one. Anime is an abbreviation for the term animation. When was the first known Japanese animation produced? A, 1917, B, 1947, C, 1971, or D, 1993?
Quack.
Okay, I'm guessing that was your choice of a buzzer, Joel. Which one would you like to go with?
C.
1971.
Yep.
Incorrect. You actually got your digits mixed around there. It was 1917.
Really?
Prepare to be waxed.
No. I would have said the same answer, so I was gone. Thanks for beating me.
Okay, so Jess has got a nice, warm waxing strip. Where are we going for first, Jess?
What would you prefer, Joel?
Anywhere, really.
What about right?
We are talking about his leg region.
Yep. Shin
just a little bit of background information on Jess McNabb. She's been waxing since the age of... 14.
12.
12 when she decided she wanted to first
I'm half
wax
European.
Her leg.
Yeah, Italian gems.
All right, are you ready?
This strip has been placed on. It smells like aloe vera.
I'm screaming all right. In advance.
Let's have silence so we can hear those hairs screaming.
Are we ready? One, two, three.
Ooh, that is a nice.
He took it like a man.
Strip.
Woo, well done.
Well done. There has been a slight amount of blood drawn, but that is, oh, wow, there's a lot of hair.
Good thing we've got a first aid in here,
we're
going
to quickly get to question number two.
Joel made no noise at all.
In which decade was anime resembling the current style developed? A, 1950s, B, 1960s, C, 1970s, or D, 1980s?
Quack.
Okay, Flynn has gone for quack as well.
That's fine.
That was a little bit confusing for you listeners, but evidently Clinton has no creativity.
I am so nervous, you see. My brain is fried.
What would you like to go for, Clinton?
I've forgotten the question.
I'm not repeating it.
1970s.
Incorrect. It was the 1960s. Sorry, Clinton's about to get his first... experience of waxing.
Fun,
are we going for the calf as well?
Yeah.
Go around the ankle.
No.
I don't think around.
We'll leave that for later. All right, straight in the front of the shin.
Okay, the strip has been applied. It's being rubbed in to pick up the hair. Here we go. On the count of three. One, two, three. Oh, and there it goes. Good amount of hair has been torn off there as well.
I've heard they say waxing is as painful as
I
childbirth.
I am really white.
I think it is. Okay, question.
My gosh, that leg is blinding me how white it is.
That is a very white leg. It's amazing how dark hairs can make someone look. Question number three. Question number three. Who was the first Japanese producer to create characters with the characteristic large eyes? Was it A, Nobukatsu Takeuchi, B, Ginchin Funakoshi, C, Jigoro Kano, or D, Osamu Tezuka?
Quack.
Okay, that was Joel this time.
Yes. A.
Nobukatsu Takeuchi?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was Osamu Tezuka. I think we should go for a thigh this time, Jess.
I was almost seeing thinking that because we're Christian, we should do a cross over the leg.
You gotta go the way the hair goes.
Nah.
Come on, Kelly. Rookie waxing mistake.
We have a waxing expert here for a reason. Kelly's never waxed before. She
a
has
Christian
no
cross.
Idea.
A horizontal cross. A tattoo on the leg through waxing.
Are we ready?
Maybe.
Right in
okay,
the thigh.
Okay, here we go. This one is for you, Osamu Tezuka.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay. Oh, that one's, yep, that looks a bit sore. Very nice. Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to give you the opportunity now. If you do want to switch to Barbies, you seem to be struggling with this one. Would you like to take that?
Yes, I'll switch to Barbies.
All right, we're going to switch to Barbies, see how we go.
That's right, it wasn't too bad.
Okay, let's go with our Barbie question then. Number one, the Barbie doll is manufactured by which company? A, Lego. D, Mattel.
Beep.
Oh, he's jumped in before C and D. He seems confident.
Mattel.
It is B, Mattel. Sorry about that, Joel. Another one for Joel.
Where do you want to go this time, Joel? Should we go for ankle?
What is last time, so no hair gets ripped off.
We're going to go for some ankle. For any of the ladies out there who've waxed before, they know this is a fun area.
Fun
can
meaning painful.
You may, Kelly. Would you like to have a go?
I would.
Okay. Okay, Kelly has stepped up to have a go. This is a woman with zero waxing experience who is suggesting doing things like around the leg. Apparently that's a bad thing to do.
I've dealt with candle wax before.
Okay, Kelly has lit a candle before, so apparently that gives her waxing experience.
Close to the skin.
When you pull
okay,
back.
On the count of three.
Is little, is
one.
Fast.
Hold us, does little hurt more? Like doing a little bit of time?
Yes.
Would you like that?
fast.
Okay, let's go for fast. 1, 2, 3, go! Oh, there's a few patches she missed there.
Yep.
But he has a nice stripe up the leg now. Okay, we're going to go for our next Barbie question.
I didn't do very well.
No, she did not. Who is the inventor of Barbie? We're going to buzz in early this time, Clint.
Oh, we'll wait and see.
Was it A, Mike Maguire? B, Philip Bordelon? C, Ruth Handler? Or D, Sally Martin?
Quack.
Okay, Charles jumped in.
I'm going to say B.
B, you think it was invented by a male?
Yes.
Philip Bordelon. Incorrect. Oh, Joel is not happy. It was invented by Ruth Handler.
Do you love punishments and pain?
I must. I must.
Okay, so Clint's only had the one waxing. Joel is up to his fourth now. He's gone for the back of his leg, which I believe is a rookie mistake. The back of the leg is meant to be more painful. Is that correct, Jess?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Clint, would you like to rip this one off?
Half off the table.
That would be causing a brother pain. I just can't.
Clint's refused to do it.
But you're fine with a sister causing a brother pain.
She's got experience.
I'm all right with it.
Trusting her experience.
Okay, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Was that a scream like a girl? It sounded very feminine to me, Joe.
No, definitely not. That was Jess. She was frightened by the amount
by the
of
amount
hair
of
that
hair.
Came off.
Sure.
Joel, if you could tell us... on a scale of 1 to 10, how much pain was that?
Is 10 childbirth? I reckon it'd be about a 9.
10 would be 10 would be getting kicked in the groin.
Oh, okay.
Childbirth, maybe an 8.
Maybe a 7 then.
7. Yeah. 7.
Which
okay.
part of the leg has actually been the most painful?
I reckon the thigh so far.
Okay, I'll give
That's
you an easy
we'll
one.
That's where we'll go next time.
There you go. The original Barbie doll was available as a blonde or a brunette. What was her name? Was it A, Jane? B, Zuki? C, Helga? Or D, Lily?
Beep.
Okay, Clinton's beeped in.
Jane.
He's gone for Jane. I went for Jane too because I thought old-fashioned kind of name.
Exactly,
it'd be pleasing. Incorrect. It's Lily.
Yes.
Lily. Interestingly, Lily's spelt L-I-L-L. eye.
Really? You didn't explain that when you were asking the question.
Was I?
And Jane was spelled J-A-Y-N-E-T-P-Q-Z.
Okay, where are we going to wax?
Name is spelled.
Clint, I think he's due for a thigh one.
A thigh?
Oh. You want to do this, Steve? That upper thigh.
No, when you're pulling, just don't hit me in the chin. I'm
pulling that one.
All right. Okay, he's gone for the top of the thigh, which I believe is the best part of the thigh to go.
Ready?
He's going vertical. One, two, three. Okay, and we're going to go for the last question of the night.
It's the last question.
Here we go. This one's another easy one.
I didn't realise the side effect of getting waxed was having your voice pitch higher.
Depends where you get waxed. Okay. The name of Barbie's boyfriend was A. Ken Johnson.
Oh.
B. Oh, they were really keen and then they heard me say last name, so they're not sure. Ken Carson. C. Rob Herman. Or D. Rob Johnson.
Quack.
Okay, Joel's jumped in. What are you going to go for?
B.
B, Ken Carson?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yes.
I'll give you a chance to change if you want it.
No.
Okay.
Wait, was Clint going to... What would you say?
Was one of the Kens A or B? I probably just would have said A.
Well, you would have been incorrect in saying A.
No.
It is indeed an alliterated Ken Carson.
Yes.
So, Clint... I'm afraid we're going to have to do the back of the thigh this time because it is the final.
Should we try the foot?
Whatever's
the
most painful.
Area? Yeah, I think
Jess
foot
reckons
area.
Foot is more painful, so we'll go for the foot.
No.
Ladies in the room, would that be correct? Foot is more painful.
So women don't have hair on their
have
feet.
I have hair on my feet, so I'm
That's
not really
true.
Sure, but I assume
they
it
do.
Is.
No, women don't. We don't, because we never... No, we don't have monkey hair.
Oh, come on.
You're
I take offense
all the other
that.
Women in the room that have hair on their feet, Cal.
I love all women who have hair on your feet. I appreciate you all.
Okay. This one is
Can
for
you
Ken
point,
Johnson.
Point your toe
point
for
my
me.
Toe.
Yeah, that's it.
Can I rip this one off?
Yes, Kelly, you may.
Kelly's going to come and rip this one off. Okay.
Can I scream in advance?
Two hands, grab a corner and pull upwards, I think.
Am I going to hit the microphone?
Yes.
Yeah, just
Are you going to hit me?
Okay. Hang on, I'm going to...
Oh, I can't hold my breath forever.
Okay, here we go. I've got the microphone nice and close. This is for the last one of the day.
Ready?
One, two. Oh! Oh! There was a malfunction here. There's some excessive wax being left on, and he's going to have to go in for round two because I don't know what happened then. Was it not warm enough?
Possibly not warm enough, but also Kelly, you got to go along with the skin.
Kelly,
point your toe,
Kelly
point
messed
toe.
It up.
One,
here we go.
One, two, three.
Oh, no, still didn't work.
He's
just going to have sticky wax feet.
I have turned into Shrek. I have a green foot.
Okay.
Okay,
we're done for now.
There's one left. I think that Tatum should.
Oh no, I've had this done.
Silver Fox needs a wax.
I don't think that's very fair. I've done this once in the name of PYV. You can do.
Hayden.
I'm really not feeling very comfortable about this. I didn't prepare myself.
I'll get waxed if you get waxed.
You don't. Do we have? Where are you going to get waxed?
My arm.
All right. I'll do my hand.
All right. Wait. We'll have. Okay.
My arm. We have a pre-warmed wax strip.
Okay.
Wait. Are we asking a question or are you just doing it?
Okay. Jess is. Getting ready, the pre-warmed wax strip ready to put on my left hand.
These wax strips actually remind me of roll-ups when I was younger, and they were really nice to eat, but I wouldn't recommend eating the wax strips.
They smell quite nice.
They do.
I've always sort of, like the smell.
See, women are more likely to use scents that smell nice. Okay.
Jess has got stuck to it as well.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Just
for Hayden's hand.
Go when you want to go.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh, and
Yep.
That stung.
Sorry, Hayden.
Wow, I didn't realize my hand was that hairy until I can see all the hairs on the strip.
Did I?
Okay, Kelly's turn.
Did I actually agree to this?
Yes.
I
thought
this
was...
No, you said that if I do it, you'd do it.
But I'm getting more done. Okay.
All right, Kelly's arm. The wax is on. Are you ready?
No.
And go.
Oh, that's what it feels like.
That was so lame.
I think I went the wrong way. Let's try again.
Oh, that's not what it feels like.
And there we go. That was better.
Slightly more painful.
Okay, I think that's enough waxing for today. As this is our last show, we'd like to thank all of our listeners. Thank you for tuning in every night. Thank you for your texts. Thank you for all of your suggestions and comments and shout-outs. Requests in the box. We really appreciate it.
Ditto. I didn't really have much to add, but no, it's been really, really fun. This is the first time I've done radio show on PYV. Let me know tomorrow if I should continue that on in future years. Caleb's giving me a big fist pump. Don't know whether that's wanting yes or whether he wants to punch me. Not entirely sure.
What do we need to know for tomorrow, Cal?
Tomorrow is Sunday. It's actually New Year's Eve.
Wow.
So it's nearly 2018, which is super exciting and super daunting at the same time. Tomorrow we've got typical things, leaders meeting, same time, same place, be there. And we also have... Oh, sorry, I just need to find my book. It's under the hairy wax strips. On Sunday, Aquaman, you guys are on breakfast for duty group, so just make sure that you guys are there on time and that you clean up afterwards. Also tomorrow, just a reminder, it's costumes. So for our New Year's Eve dress-up party dinner, fun times. So make sure you guys get a good sleep. Don't stay up talking so you can stay up all tomorrow night.
I'd also like to do a quick shout-out to Daniel Flanagan. Happy birthday. Hope you enjoy being Sweet 16.
Oh, there's also a shout out to Lachlan Hood, who's had his 21st this week. He celebrated it on the 27th. So big happy birthday to you. So if you see him around, wish him happy birthday as well.
And thanks for coming to camp to share your birthdays with us.
Yeah, it's very nice.
We are going to finish with a song from Joy Nashet's favourite movie, Shrek 2. It's by Pete Yorn and it's called Ever Fallen in Love. Have a lovely sleep and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.